De una pesadilla más fea.
¿Así? ¿Qué pasó?
Estoy hoy acostado en mi cama, me levanto los pies de la cama. Está mi madre, en paz descanse, sentada en una silla con una bolsa de plástico así amarrada por la cabeza y no puede respirar la pobrecita. ¿Quién la puede ayudar? Chingado.
¿Quiénes son?
No te apures, nomás es la chota.
Esto es una carretera privada, hay que tener permiso. ¿Usted tiene permiso?
No tengo permiso.
¿Y usted tiene permiso? Ay, pues tenemos un problema.
¿Podemos comprar un permiso?
Bueno, pues móchense con una lana.
¿A cuánto?
400 pesos. Usted bueno, también, 400 pesos.
Está bien, está bien.
Quieto, putito.
Bueno, súbase y levante la lona. Bueno, ¿y esa lona qué tiene abajo?
Son cajas de
las
comida.
Cajas. Pues quite la lona a ver las cajas.
Sí.
Mire, vamos.
Leche en polvo, cabrones.
Acuéstese al piso, mi amor. Mi amor.
Mira,
usted está arrestado.
Sí, van chingados.
No se mueva. ¿Ah?
Excelente trabajo. Excelente. Pero de aquí para adelante nos vamos a ocupar nosotros.
Los meten en la Suburban, incautan la camioneta.
Mira, mi Javier.
¿Cómo te enteraste de esto, Javier?
Chivatón.
¿Y cómo se llama tu chivatón?
Bueno, pues es uno de esos que no tiene nombre.
Ay, Estos chingados anónimos, caray. Pero para ser un oficial de la judicial, estás muy bien enterado, ¿eh?
Ese era el general Salazar.
El mero mero.
¿Qué chingado hacía por aquí?
Pues algo traerá. Nos chingaron las esposas, Manolo. Súbete.
This informant, paid by police using taxpayers' dollars to continue his felony drug habit, was the link that allowed the police to raid a private farm. A working farm, a farm where honest Americans make their living. Now the government, in its haste, has hired an army of criminals whose allegiance to the truth is at best questionable.
Mr. Rodman, it's a shame that your client didn't use as much sense in choosing what he planted as he did in choosing his attorney. But lately, the only variation that I'm hearing in your argument is the name of your client. Now, you can stand here all day, and you can argue the ins and outs of Illinois versus Gates, but you're not going to convince me that our government has not sanctioned the use of anonymous informants. Furthermore, there is no sacred protection of property rights in our country. You grow marijuana on your farm, be it an ounce or an acre of plants, that farm can be seized, and that farm can be sold. Well, you know, you can tell a lot about somebody from this stuff.
It's from your friends at Warren, Putnam, and Hudson.
A fishing rod.
Well, what do you think they want?
Depends what state they're from.
Arizona.
Arizona. Medicinal marijuana initiative? Or am I being cynical? Mark, I'm going to miss you. Thank you for all your hard work.
A daughter. Why is it important to get a handle on this drug problem?
Because it's an issue that affects all families, but I'm planning on being back here as much as I can.
How do you feel about
war on drugs?
Guard, no telltale, the right, no scratching your nose, no clearing your throat, no crossing your legs. You got that?
Got it.
You got it, babe.
Look,
that
I'm cool, man. You just don't tell any jokes.
What do you mean don't tell any jokes, bro?
Don't tell jokes.
I got a giveaway, right? It's not a giveaway. What
every
you
time
about?
You tell a joke, it's a giveaway. Don't tell
you
any jokes.
You know what the problem is, bro? You are too uptight, man. Once you, like, loosen up, take a deep breath. Even slowly. A little stretching, maybe. Come on.
Come on, man. You're looking at it.
Oh, come on, man. We're going to get these motherfuckers, man. You know we know our shit. Can I get it? Can I get it? Oh, baby. Oh. Can I say it?
Say it, sure.
We're looking for Mr. Eduardo Ruiz. We have a tour truck. Wait a minute.
He's right down the hallway in the back room.
What's up, Ed? We gonna move some weight or what?
You guys ever bought a quarter ton before? No?
I don't think so, man.
Let me tell you, it's a big fucking deal, all right? It's not like you can stick in a condom up some mule's asshole, honey. This is not gonna take you have a line from here to Mexico City.
Like I just said, you say show up at the time, we show up at the time, and we fucking sit here.
Sure, I can't offer you something to drink?
I can offer you a joke. You want to hear a joke? I got a joke. Come on, bro. It's just a joke. Let me tell one joke. I'm going to tell you a joke, okay? All right. Why a hurricane named after woman?
I don't know.
Because when they arrive, they're wet and wild. When they leave, they take your house and your car.
It's true.
You didn't find it funny?
I chuckled.
Damn.
Fellas,
Yo,
it's us.
Okay, that's the van.
Don't make your move until they get Ruiz outside.
I told you there was nothing to worry about.
I got another job, guy.
Come on, just one more, relax. Guy goes, gets a tattoo put on his penis. One side says yes, the other side says no, right?
Tattooed on his penis?
Yeah, the word is yes and no. So his wife said, hold it, you tell me how to pull, you tell me how to clean the house, and all this shit.
What the fuck is that?
Hey,
this is local.
Fucking go. Shit!
We lost him, right?
Yeah, I think so too.
Don't fucking move with your head, Paul! Let's go!
Is this like what they wear, like to go to sleep, or do they hang out like this whole time?
That would be their sleep attire.
It's like a smoking jacket.
Well, he's gonna be smoking in a minute.
Okay, who's the father of Greek tragedy? Anyone? Anyone? Okay, Aeschylus it is. His trilogy, The Oresteia. This is fucking beautiful. Can anyone stop the Seth machine?
No.
That's correct. Score. And tragedy is closed out.
Wait, is he her husband?
Yes.
Oh, hey, so,
your love.
You want to try something?
Never could have spoken about.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Just watch. So what you're going to do is inhale the smoke and hold it.
What is this, like three days?
Not like. It is. Okay, go. Go. Hold it. See?
Now you see.
Cholesterol on his back, cholesterol, which is really confusing to me.
Mm. Oh, that's so good.
Really good.
About red wine.
Cholesterol
on my wine.
To have your red wine.
Exactly.
The French do. Okay. I'm European. I say that to my doctor. I'm European. I'm allowed to drink red wine.
Oh, my doctor said it was fine when I was pregnant. A glass a week.
After my amnio.
After my amnio, he said, okay, now you can go and have a glass of red wine.
Yeah.
Thanks. Can I bring
the bag in the back of me?
No, sweetheart. All the
How
time.
About this, my
puddle? Okay. In you get. Come on. Gotta go. Put this down here. Okay?
Okay.
For Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. David, you're gonna have to promise me no swinging the club in the car.
Okay.
Until you officially take over the Office of National Drug Control Policy, under no circumstances do you speak to the press unprotected without going through this office or having someone in the room. There are a lot of interests in this town. Right now they're scared of you. The reason they're scared of you, technically, you have veto powers over their budget, so think about that. You'll also be meeting senators and congressmen, each with a specially prepared question. The question is designed for one thing, to make them look smart. If you lecture them, they won't think you respect them. If you treat them with utter humility, they will. And remember, this is about your respect for them and the president's respect for them. Speaking of which, when he gets back from Russia and China, we'll get you two together for some FaceTime, let you two catch up. Also, 1 month from today, you will give your first official press conference. In it, you will outline the president's strategy for winning the war on drugs.
Judge, I just want to be clear about one thing. I am not a partisan person. I am an issue person. Now, over the course of the next few weeks, if you allow me, I will bring you up to speed on an incredible array of issues, the most important of which being, in my opinion, Mexico. I know everyone that you're going to meet. I know what they want and why. Now, it is important that they like you. It is not important that they like me. And that is why I can help protect you.
Like you protected Landry.
Well, I see where you're going with that. If I could just say one thing, which is basically that a guy like Landry is so autocratic, he doesn't even know how to let himself be helped. There's a political component to this job that the general just didn't have any patience for.
General? Bob Wakefield.
Judge, nice to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you, sir.
Thank you. Jeff, you want to excuse us for a minute?
Yes, sir. I'll be right outside.
Let's see.
Thank you. Well, you've done a fine job, General. The Office of National Drug Control Policy is in better shape than when you found it.
I'm not sure I made the slightest difference. I tried. I really did.
Well, I think there's some positive signs. The work's just started. I plan on seeing it through. You can count on that.
You're here for 2 years. Three maximum. What'd they offer you? Court appointment? What, district appeals? Not supreme.
Well, this is a tough enough job. I plan on focusing on this.
You know, when Khrushchev was forced out, he sat down, he wrote two letters and gave them to his successor. He said, when you get yourself into a situation you can't get out of, open the first letter and you'll be saved. And when you get yourself into another situation you can't get out of, open the second letter. Well, soon enough, this guy found himself in a tight place, so he opened the first letter, which said, blame everything on me. So he blamed the old man. It worked like a charm. He got himself into a second situation he couldn't get out of, and he opened the second letter. It said, sit down, write two letters.
You find your car.
The police won't find your car.
You are the police.
You're gonna call this man and he'll find your car for you.
I don't get it.
How is this guy gonna know who has our car?
The police will tell him.
Why will they tell him and they won't tell us?
Because we pay him, stupid. Right? And he pays the police and suddenly our car is here.
It's correct. It's correct. Let's start moving to the sidewalk. No. Let's start moving to the sidewalk. Let's go to the sidewalk. Call the man. Just have a nice day.
No.
Así me gusta, bésame mucho.
Qué mamón.
Rodriguez.
Sí.
¿Qué onda, güey?
Dale,
queremos que vengas con nosotros.
¿A dónde?
Pues un viajecito nomás. Vamos.
Ok. Sígueme.
¿Qué?
Say one thing to you, Judge, and that's you're never going to solve this problem on the supply side. As long as that demand is out there in our cities, Mexico bashing is not going to do a damn thing for you.
We in the legal drug business, and I mean Merck and Pfizer and the rest of my very important clients, realize that we're not fighting a war here with a traditional winner and loser.
I don't know that you can win this war. I mean, everybody says we want to declare war on drugs, but, you know, if you have 25% of high school seniors who are using drugs, if you reduce that to 10, that's a great improvement.
Right.
And I'll congratulate you. That'd be a phenomenal achievement. But you still have 10% habitually using drugs.
Hey, a scotch and soda, please.
The price of coke and heroin has dropped. But purity has increased, so all this law enforcement has really achieved is that kids get better stuff cheap.
The education and rehabilitation, prevention, that's not significant to these reporters. Mm-hmm. They want to see people in prison. They want to see the gory aspect of the drug.
Thank you so much for sharing your point of view and I look forward to this opportunity to work in the team.
Well, call me because I have a good bill on treatment on demand. I can use your help.
Wonderful. Look forward to it.
Okay. Thanks, great.
If a judge or if a politician is willing to put a reefer in their mouth, I'll do a story on it.
Stand up and be independent because I don't care who's president. I don't care who the members of Congress are. I don't care who you have to deal with. If you're independent, you use that bully pulpit, right?
Right.
That's where your power is.
It's the stick of law enforcement that creates the carrot of huge profit. That is economic truth.
Addicts don't vote.
What the hell are you doing here?
You like your view? TV screen big enough?
How's the food?
Hope it's all good, because this is as good as it's going to get for a long, long time, Eduardo.
Look, I'm a legitimate businessman. I've got two boats.
Shut the fuck up.
Fisherman.
All
right, check it out.
Shut the fuck up.
You can't come in here like that. I don't want to see my lawyer.
Okay. That's cool, man. Eddie, it's cold.
Out of trouble.
You know what? The amount of coke we found on this creep, that's capital punishment in some states, right?
Oh, yeah, they sent that down to Texas. They're going to fry him.
Oh, definitely. We got him making a deal on tape. We got him bragging about the quality. We got him bragging about his business. We got this motherfucker.
You're fucked.
No, he's fucked. And I only see one way out of this predicament. You make us believe you got a boss, Eddie. Look, no boss. It's all on you.
No. That's a death sentence. I'd never make it to the trial.
Look, we're gonna protect you. Who are you working for?
This is coercion.
Now that's a big word for a fisherman.
Big ass word.
Who are you working for?
I know another big word. Immunity.
Se les inundó la casa en las lluvias del 93. Qué pena, pero... Javier, tú ganas $316 al mes.
Bueno, eso es lo que pagan.
Pues mira, hablar de tu futuro si me haces un favor.
Si puedo.
Quiero chingarme al cartel de Tijuana.
¿Cómo yo lo puedo ayudar a usted?
Se llama Francisco Flores.
Es matón. Y trafica en armas para el cartel de Tijuana. Tengo que hablar con él.
Y necesito que me lo encuentres. Y que me lo traigas aquí.
Esto está de la chingada.
No te machico pales, Manolito, no.
¿No sabes quién es el pinche Frankie Flowers? No, ¿verdad? Es un asesino a sueldo, psicópata, muy perico el cabrón. ¿Quién sabe cuánto se ha chingado ya?
Pues entonces me iré solo, Manolo.
Y no le podemos pedir ayuda, porque vive en San Diego.
Ah, well... This is a surprise or what? Well, an honor. Thank you. Good trip. I'm good. I just don't understand. I can't believe this.
What's Washington like?
What's Washington like? It's like Calcutta, surrounded by beggars. Only these beggars are wearing $1,500 suits, and they don't say please and thank you.
So, you know, we put the case before the arbitration panel, none of whom had any expertise.
Superfund is just one of those words. People stop paying attention.
It's frustrating.
It's so frustrating.
Did you meet the president? Honey, your father knows the president.
Well, it just so happens that the president of the United States, my new boss, the leader of the free world, has penciled me in for a little FaceTime.
None of my friends can fucking believe my dad's actually the drug
airline.
I'm sorry, but I mean, come on. It's great. It's great, Daddy. It's just amazing, that's all.
Oh, Helena.
Please tell me what's going on here. What is going on? They came into the house. They just took him away. They searched my home.
Let me tell you what's happening. All right? Now, first of all, Carla is not here. The DEA has got him. And they're going to hang on to him until his arraignment, which will probably be tomorrow. All right? So here you're wasting your time. All right? Are you with me? Okay. Now, do not discuss anything over the telephone. Don't come with your neighbors. Stay out of your yard.
Is he charged with her?
I don't know. But under no circumstances am I going to talk about it here, okay? You go home. And you be with your son, all right?
¿Cómo lo hiciste tan rápido?
Bueno, todos tenemos nuestro lado flaco.
Los caminos del Señor son infinitos.
Amén.
¡Qué chingón!
What I'm saying is it never seems like anyone ever says anything that admires them. Like, we all look at each other and nod with these responses that we've been trained to make, you know. Responses, not real responses. Social conventions, you know, like phony, fake smiles, surface bullshit. Do I ever just say, hey, I'm uncomfortable in this crowd. You know, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing either. I know you're afraid, and that's okay, you know? Because...
Hello, fucking... Exactly. We act like we have all the answers, and we're totally invincible, it seems, and their parents before them. Excuse me. I'm sorry that I have to be the one to say this, but it's fucking bullshit. For instance, I know that you jack off to Caroline every night instead of Vanessa, who you're supposed to be in love with. Whatever that... Don't even get me started on that. convention? Because, I mean, think about it. What is that convention? We're just this random collection of self-interest, and all of a sudden we just decide that we're just gonna walk two by two down the fucking aisle to, you know, Noah's Ark?
Actually, for your information, when I jerk off, I'm not just thinking about Caroline. I'm thinking about you with Caroline. So how about that?
That is what I'm talking about. Sarcasm. Always fucking sarcasm. You know, you're afraid, and you think that if you admit that people will think that you're weak, or, you know, they won't like you, or whatever it is you think that will happen. But
can you just, like, can you just shut up for 1 second and listen to yourself?
What?
Because you are so fucking right.
So fucking high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Why don't we, like, change this thing, this social pattern or whatever?
Why don't we?
I'm being different here. Yeah.
But then why are you even talking about it?
No, but we're making it, like,
no, but here's the thing. You're like, why don't we do something? Why don't you do something, Vanessa?
Well, that's what I'm saying, Seth, is you do it.
No, what I'm saying is if you knew it, you wouldn't even say it.
I'm serious.
Well, obviously, it's embedded in that social pattern, you know? Baby? Louie, you're breathing.
Oh, my God. What's up, Bowman's? Fuck off.
Wait. Oh, God.
Fuck! God, somebody call a doctor!
Wait, your dad's a doctor. Call him.
No, he's a researcher. Call your dad. He's a doctor.
Wait. What kind of research?
Mapping the fucking pig genome. Call your dad. He's a neurosurgeon.
I can't call my dad. Fucking 3 in the morning, Dad.
He's gonna fucking die right here on the floor if you don't do something.
No, he can't die here. The fucking floor. His parents are in Barbados.
Nobody has anything on them, right? Fuck!
Sabemos que se chingaron a nuestro jefe de inteligencia. También sabemos que tú mataste a comandantes de la policía en Tijuana y en el DF. La pregunta. ¿Por qué te resiste?
Mi papá tiene dinero.
Esa no es la respuesta correcta.
Mi papá tiene dinero. Mi papá tiene.
Y sabes que también nos enteramos que le caíste a un vecino del general Salazar. Un pobre campesino. Y mataron a su nieta. Ahí, la cara.
School. I have fundraisers for adult literacy at my own home. I think I have a right to know if my husband is a legitimate businessman.
Of course he is.
I've known Carl for 20 years. He doesn't even jaywalk. Carl is a very important member of this community. And when we get through suing the police and the district attorney and the DEA, they're going to be renaming the public parks after your husband. Carl is very, very good at his business. Just smuggling illegal drugs into this country.
Whispering.
I know. I
can't hear it.
I know. The fucking bug's too far away from the room, man. I told you, it's halfway to the kitchen. We're not going to get shit.
They're saying something. Sounds like they're conspiring to conspire. You know, I could feel the lies vibrating from that home.
I don't think she's in on that, man.
Come on, I dream about this. I have actual dreams about this. About busting the top people, the rich people, white people.
I know, I know. But I don't think she's in on it, man.
She knows Ani Mexico.
So does half of San Diego.
You want a bet?
Get in your pocket.
I got it.
I love it. I love it when you do this.
How much?
I got 12 bucks.
Okay, give me 10 if we make it even.
Okay, beautiful. Wait a minute, what?
How old are you?
16.
Live with your parents?
Yes.
Are your parents still together?
Yes.
Do you work?
I volunteer. I read to blind people one day a week for 2 hours.
In school?
Yes.
Private?
Yeah.
How are your grades?
Third in my class.
What does that mean?
I get A's, all A's.
You do? What else do you do?
I'm a national merit finalist. I'm on the high Q team and the math team. I'm in the Spanish club. I'm a thespian. I'm vice president of my class. I'm on the volleyball team.
You want to tell me what you're doing here, Caroline?
Boy that overdosed.
He didn't hang around us. He was like one of those hippie kids. I'm not part of that group.
How well did you know this boy Seth, the one that was driving?
He's a friend. He's also like the only one that was doing anything about the situation. He definitely had a few beers, but it's not like he wanted to drive. I mean, we just didn't know what else to do. It wasn't my pot.
Okay, we understand, honey. We've got to talk.
Alone.
I think she's lying.
I do.
So let's ground her, clip her wings, school, scheduled activities, that's it, until further notice.
Robert, honey, Caroline clearly used very bad judgment, but don't you think spending the night in jail is punishment enough? I mean, we've all had our moments. Lord knows I tried every drug there was.
I don't want to hear about that. You experimented when you were in college.
Can we take the quotes off experiment and call it what it was?
This is different.
Why?
Because she's 16 years old.
I just think she needs to find out for herself on her own. We have to allow her room to...
Oh, you want to give her room? I think she can OD like that other kid? I am not sending out the message that our family will accept this kind of behavior, because we do not, correct?
Of course, but we don't want to push her away. She has to know that we understand what she's exposed to.
How long have you known about this? How long have you known?
Six months.
La técnica va más profundo que la tuya, Javier. Va más profundo. Y ya después, cuando me quiera como un padre, no voy a decir a nadie que estuvo aquí. Y me va a decir todos los nombres de sus jefes. Y la misma chingadera. O sea, más nombres. Hasta el día que uno de ellos me va a dar el nombre de Juan Obregón. Y ese día va a ser el fin del chingado cartel de Tijuana. Francisco Flores. Pobrecito, mijito. Bueno, que ya llegó Salazar. Y ahora estamos entre amigos, Francisquito. Ya se acabó este trato vergonzoso.
¡Guardia!
Sí, mi vida.
¿Tú eres el culpable de este maltrato? ¡Nosotros no somos salvajes!
Sí, mi general.
¿Ya comió?
No sé, mi general.
¡Trae la ropa limpia! ¡Órale!
Sí, mi general.
Your Honor, this is a man who heads a large criminal organization with international contacts we can only begin to understand. Our case against him is very strong. He is not a flight risk. His flight is assured. The people ask that Your Honor deny bail. Thank you.
My client is no more a flight risk than Your Honor or the able prosecutor. He's a pillar of his community, a family man with a wife and child living in La Jolla, the community where he has made his home for the past 20 years. As our defense will quickly show, my client is guilty of nothing more than being the handy target of an admitted criminal. Therefore, we ask that you release Carl Ayala on his own recognizance.
I'm going to deny bail.
So early this morning.
Judge Wakefield, it's an honor to handle it for you. She's a minor who probably would have expunged on her 18th birthday anyway.
And nevertheless, this is a sensitive issue for me. I'm sure you can understand that.
Like I said, open container, BI, misdemeanor possession. It's easy to make it go away. One thing bothers me. A kid they dropped off had coke and heroin in him. Serious amounts. He's lucky he's alive. So I've got to ask, what's your daughter on?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, I mean, have you asked her what kind of drugs she's tried?
No. I don't know.
Is she in any kind of therapy or professional help?
No. No way. My daughter is one of the leading students in her school.
Well, I hope it stays that way.
Besides, Robert, I want you to clean out my schedule for the next 3 days. Because I'm tired of talking to experts who've never left the Beltway. It's time to see the front lines.
Ayala started out in the family connection business. Real estate in Tijuana, fishing boats out of Ensenada. Hydroponic strawberries, then he met up with the Obregon brothers of the Tijuana cartel. Using regression analysis, we made a study of the custom lanes at the border and calculated the odds of his search. The odds are not high, and we found variables to further reduce those odds.
So you pay off customs officials?
Well, you know, in Mexico, law enforcement is an entrepreneurial activity. Not so much in the States. Anyway, we hire drivers with nothing to lose and throw a lot of product at the problem. Some get stopped. Enough get through. It's not difficult. Look, boys, this has worked for years. Okay, it's going to continue to work for years. NAFTA makes things even more difficult for you because the border is disappearing. Do you realize in the next year or two at the outside, Mexican trucking companies are going to be able to go from the States to Mexico and back again with the same freedom as UPS, DHL, FedEx, you name it. It's going to be a fucking free-for-all.
Were we on Larry King or something? Shit. Tell us something we don't know, Eddie.
You guys remind me of those Japanese soldiers left behind on deserted islands that think World War II is still going on. You know that? Let me be the first to tell you, your government surrendered this war a long fucking time ago.
I don't know. I don't think all this attitude is going to help him any in front of a jury.
It's really a bad attitude.
Very bad.
Really bad.
Look, Ed, there's only one problem with all this math. You're in here.
Oh, I got greedy, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Decided to bring a little in on my own, and somebody tipped you off. Carl never would have been so stupid.
Well, Carl hired you. That was a mistake.
Carl and I have been friends since we were little kids. He was loyal.
Hey, Javi. Nos vamos a ir de party con la plebe.
¿Quién es?
Esteban, Guzmán, ese el Feito, el Tomás, todos.
¿Estos nuevos compas?
Sí. Vámonos.
No.
Nos van a buscar cura.
Otro día.
En mi casa tengo unas bocinas BW. Y hace poco que me compré un quemador de Compax. Puedo hacer mis propios CDs con la música que yo quiero. Como si lo hubiera comprado en la tienda.
Tú y yo tenemos mucho en común. No todo, pero los dos estudiamos del otro lado, con los gringos. Tu padre es ingeniero, ¿verdad?
Sí.
Mi pobre padre fue ingeniero, que está descanso.
Me empezaron a gustar los estéreos desde morito. Algunos ni se dan cuenta, pero a mí sí me gustan. Pero a mí sí me gustan.
Claro, claro. Dicen en latín que vino veritas.
Y ahora tú me vas a escribir
las direcciones de esos cabrones que mataron a mis capitanes. Y no dónde estaban la semana pasada, porque a mí que me importa dónde estaban la semana pasada, sino dónde están ahorita. Y mejor aún, dónde van a estar mañana. Claro que tú sabes dónde van a estar mañana, ¿verdad? Vamos.
fiesta. Fiesta. Bájate, cabrón.
No. ¿Cómo te va a matar?
California, 45,000 vehicles on average, 25,000 pedestrians per day.
In the last 6 months, a threefold increase?
Increase in narcotic seizures.
So that would that mean pro rata three times as much drugs is getting in?
That's a scary way to figure it, but I believe that's true. You know, in my heart, I'd love to say that we were getting 60 or 70%. In the reality, I think we're more like 40 or 50% of the total that's approaching us. And it's all big dollar issues now. And that's the reason you're seeing a lot of these murders taking place and whatnot, because it's one organization fighting another organization. Sure. When things are good, people don't kill each other. When things are bad, when things are hard, when they're losing dope, when they're losing drivers, when guys are going to jail, people start killing each other.
How's David?
How's David? Oh, he's terrific, Carl. Terrific. He watched his father being dragged away by federal agents. He's just doing fine.
Okay.
I can't even begin to tell him where you are. And when you're coming home, if you're ever coming home.
Elena, we're going to get through this. I promise. I'll make it up to you.
Do you have any idea what's going on out here? Huh? Our credit cards are maxed. The people in the bank, you should see the way they look at me when I walk in there. I have a letter from the government telling me anything I sell from the house will be taken against an income tax lien. Our fucking friends. Nobody will help us. Nobody will take us in. Nobody wants anything to do with us, girl. So you just tell me how you're going to make it up to me. Just tell me what to do. I'm not bringing your child into the life that I was brought up into. I won't do it, girl. I want our life back.
IDs, please, and $28.
Man, I love this place.
Just be here forever and ever and make a little home here.
I want to have sex and then do a hit right as we're both coming.
Okay.
time I got laid was on a beach just like that.
You got a what on a beach?
Got laid, man. Lost my virginity as a sophomore in high school.
That's cool.
Yeah, sweet.
Did he treat you good?
Ayala, your husband owes a lot of money. Enough that a snapping this kid's neck would have nearly covered it. You better come up with it in a hurry, or your kid is going to disappear, and he won't turn up until the evening news. You get only one warning. First payment is $3 million.
Azúcar.
No.
¿No?
Mira, Javier. Yo le esculqué la ropa el otro día. Y mira lo que encontré. ¿Qué es eso?
¿Dónde está?
Mamá, ¿dónde está? Chingando, Javi.
¿Qué estabas haciendo? ¿Con quién estabas? ¿Qué estabas haciendo?
Celebrando, güey.
¿Con quién? ¿Con quién?
¿Salazar? 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 ¿Salazar?
¿Salazar? ¿Salazar? ¿Salazar? ¿Escabales? No. El general se va al DF en la semana que entra. Yo me voy a quedar atrás.
Te podemos ayudar.
John, how are you?
Judge, welcome.
Bob Wakefield, pleasure.
Good to
Long
see you.
Time
how are
no
you?
See.
Yeah.
EPIC is very unique. It's a facility that has over 15 different agencies, state and local, that participate in gathering intelligence and making sure that information gets out to people in the field that need it to stop drug trafficking. From here, we have the ability to track vessels, airplanes, boats, anything that carries drugs. And when the information comes in, we're able to check with different databases to see if it's in the system or not. And would most of that energy be focused on the two cartels, the Juarez, the Obregon brothers? Are those the two that would be most important?
Those are the two clearest threats right now. They are the dominant force in trafficking, both on the Mexican side and in the U.S.
How are the cartels achieving the level of intelligence sophistication they're showing?
Craig, why don't you answer that? an unlimited budget.
So you're saying actually that even a country of our size and the budget that we throw towards this issue, they can compete at the same level?
No. They're way beyond us.
Way beyond.
Our budgetary process makes us pale in comparison.
That house you're looking at over there used to belong to Porfirio Madrigal. His nickname was Scorpion. I'll let you figure out what that means.
Isn't that the guy who died during plastic surgery?
Best of our information, yes.
Who do you interact with on that side?
Nobody.
Well, who has my job in Mexico?
Your position doesn't exist over there yet.
I want everyone thinking out of the box the next few minutes. What are we doing about Mexico? Come on, guys, out of the box.
Unlimited funds?
Unlimited.
From a DEA standpoint, we need to vet a task force and matching funds. And cut the red tape on getting them equipment and training.
Come on, guys, I want to hear from everyone. FBI, customs, treatment. Anybody from treatment on this plane?
No.
But then I want to know why there isn't anybody from treatment on this plane.
Yes.
We need to take down one of these cartels, either Juarez or Tijuana. Not because they're a symbol, but hell, they are a symbol. But because we need to send a message. When Carlos Ayala hires Michael Adler as his legal defense, I send Ben Williams down to San Diego as a prosecutor. Why? Because it's a symbol. It's a symbol that we are sending the best. It's a message that we're going after their top guys. So, right now, on this flight only, the dam is open for new ideas.
Clear day, you can see Mexico City. I had this place swept twice a day, so just feel free to talk. I learned that back in Miami in 85. U.S. shut down the entire Caribbean. It's a big game of whack-a-mole. You knock it down in Miami.
Arnie, I need money. Somebody, I think it was the Obregons, threatened David. They want a first payment of $3 million.
Oh, Helena. I'd give it to you myself, but I just don't have that kind
of money.
Please,
does anyone owe us money?
Yes. Like I said, there are people that do owe you money, but nobody's going to pay. Carl's got too much heat on
him. What about our other businesses, our legitimate businesses? Don't we own a construction business?
Laundromats. Wash the money.
Just tell me something positive, Arnie. Give me some good news, for Christ's sake.
I'm sorry.
What's going to happen if he doesn't get out? I've never been on my own before. Always had someone. Always.
I remember the first time that I saw you. Little Helen Watts from the wrong side of somewhere. Somehow I knew even then that your survival skills were pretty well honed.
Glad you think so, Arnie. I just keep picturing a debt-ridden 30-year-old mother of two whose ex-husband is being compared to Pablo Escobar. I don't know anyone who wants to be with someone like that. Do you?
Señorita, con todo el respeto, nosotros no tenemos ningún tipo de opinión. A lo mejor es porque voy a tener la casa más bonita que hayan visto en sus miserables vidas. Viejo cumplió su promesa.
Ahí está el detalle. El general es hombre de palabra.
Te prometen lo que sea, con tal de conseguir lo que quieran. Pero después les recuerda, siempre te dicen, mañana, mañana, mañana. ¿Qué le vamos a hacer? Gajes del oficio.
No está muerto, culero. Salazar está trabajando por el cartel Juárez. Pues no me vengo la chica que no te importa, güey. Eso es.
Es que no es nada nuevo, Manolo. Es la razón por la que Salazar le interesa tanto limpiar a Tijuana.
Tiene planes para Juan Obregón, el culero.
Pues eso es así.
¿Pues cuánto pagarían por esa información? Un chingo de lana, compa. ¿Qué onda? ¿Qué onda, güey?
Date los lentes.
No mames, güey.
Date los lentes.
No mames.
Y mírame a los ojos, cabrón. Nosotros nos vamos a callar el hocico.
Mexican drug czar, General Salazar. Nice to have somebody to work with down there.
Does this mean you're going to be gone more?
Possibly, yeah.
You might want to pencil in a little FaceTime with your daughter.
Barbara.
Because I'm at the edge of my capabilities, Robert.
I think it's important we maintain a unified front here, Barbara.
If you start in on the war metaphors, I'm going to drive this car into a fucking telecom
pole. I am as worried as you are.
Oh, I don't think so. Leave me alone, give me some money. That's what I get from our daughter. She has a way of shutting me out that seems very familiar.
Well, she has a way of self-medicating that I'm sure is very familiar to you.
I'm not the one who has to have three scotches just to walk in the house and say hello.
I have one drink before dinner to take the edge off. It's different.
Oh, is it?
Because otherwise I would be dying of boredom.
Why don't you go in and tell your daughter how bored you are?
Caroline, open this door immediately.
Who is it? I'm going to the bathroom.
Open the goddamn door!
What happened? Excuse me, I just got bed.
Not going anywhere, young lady. You stay right there.
Where are they? Where the hell are they? Where are they?
Fuck you. Fuck you. I wasn't doing anything. You're like the Gestapo.
Fuck you.
Good to see you.
How are you doing, partner?
Did you take the precautions we discussed about being followed?
Yes, of course.
Move to the middle, please. I'm not carrying a weapon.
No.
Of course not.
Where are you taking me?
Somewhere safe.
Where?
The place we had, we know it's protected.
It's good. Let's go.
No. This is safe. This is safe. Come on, Javier.
Close the door.
Everything's cool,
this
right?
This is safe.
Come on.
Where do you want to go, Javier?
I believe it's important that we work together. Mexico and the United States, one hand washing the other.
We agree.
So maybe you can tell me about your informants and operations.
We thought that maybe you'd have that kind of information for us.
This is a very different proposition, my friend.
We pay for that kind of information.
Is that what you're talking about, Javier? Getting paid?
Do you like baseball?
Claro.
We need lights for the parks. So kids can play at night. So it's safe. So they can play baseball. So they no become burros para los malones. Everybody likes baseball. Everybody likes parks. Listen. I believe it's important that the United States take an interest in Tijuana now. That's what I'm talking about, my friends.
Account number 8201-4302-8091-2431. Cash advance. How much can I get? That's it?
You ever try the patch, man?
What?
The patch.
Oh, that shit doesn't work, bro.
It worked for my cousin.
Oh, shit?
Yeah. I mean, he had to wear about 5 or 6 of them at a time. But it worked, though, man. It worked. So how's he doing now? Oh, he's dead.
He's dead.
It wasn't from the patch, man.
Okay, she's coming out.
On it. What did he die for? That's why I shot him.
She's leaving her property.
The hell is she on? Maybe a neighbor's. No, I don't think the neighbors are fucking with her too much right about now.
What does she have in her hand then?
Huh? She seems to be headed for the van.
Oh, shit. What do we do?
I don't know what do we do. What do we do?
What do you think she wants, man?
She's your girlfriend. See, she'll invite you to her baby shower, you know. Just say hello.
All right,
nice
all
and
right,
work,
right.
Work it.
She's waiting
work
outside it. The van.
Hello?
Would you like some lemonade? I was just making some.
You want some lemonade?
Sure.
Look, I know this is a difficult situation and you're doing your jobs. I don't wish you guys any ill will or anything like that. But I have a favor to ask you.
You asking us for a favor?
Some man threatened my child. His charges have created so much attention, it seems to be bringing all the nut jobs out of the nut jar, you know? Would you keep an eye out for anything out of the ordinary?
Sure.
Yeah, of course I will.
I'd really appreciate it.
Sure.
Thanks.
Thank you for the lemonade.
Get this analyzed right away, bro.
So it was my birthday, and my ex-wife was getting remarried, and I was in some church basement telling a bunch of strangers that it was a good day because I didn't have to eat out of a dumpster. That was enough to send me out on a pretty big one. I've been thinking a lot about the first step. That I came to believe that I was powerless over alcohol and that my life had become unmanageable. See, my disease tells me that I don't have a disease, that it's my birthday and I can have one little beer, one little wine, little Valium. 6 months later, as I wake up in a sober living house in Philly, I'm from Dallas, people. It's a disease, an allergy of the body, an obsession of the mind. So my name is Marty, and today I'm a grateful, recovering alcoholic. And it's a good day because I didn't have to eat out of a dumpster. Thanks.
Hi. I'm Caroline. I'm not sure I'm an alcoholic. I mean, I don't really like to drink. For someone my age, it's a lot easier to get drugs than it is to get alcohol. I guess I'm angry. I mean, I think I'm really angry about a lot of stuff. I'm just not sure what.
actually putting them under a rigorous screening process, and not only physically, but also psychologically.
Judge, I'm sorry for boxes and paintings and things, but I have been too busy to completely settle in.
I know you made very good progress with the Tijuana cartel. Congratulations, General.
Judge, yes. I am confident that before the end of the year, Juan Obrego is going to be taken into custody. But you must understand that it's going to be a very difficult task because of the corruption in the police force.
Well, hopefully the exchange of training methods and information between our two countries will help.
I hope so.
On another note, General, we were talking about supply.
Mm-hmm.
What about demand? What are your policies towards treatment of addiction?
Treatment of addiction. Addicts treat themselves. They overdose, and there's one less to worry about.
What I want you to do right now is write down five triggers that could lead to your relapse, that could jeopardize your recovery. Five triggers. Your parents, something like that, something they could say. Anything could be that's a trigger for you. It varies from person to person. I know some of us have already discussed it. I know, Linda, we talked about it the other day. And I know you have trouble with your sister, how she's always kind of outshining you.
Hey, Sugarfoot, how do you like your new home?
You gotta be kidding me. This is not what my lawyers negotiated.
Please, fuck your lawyers, okay? You're not getting any goddamn cappuccino or...
Please call me?
Cody, yeah, you ain't getting none of that shit either. Pick a bed.
Go on, baby.
No long distance calls, all right? Use 1-800-CRIMINAL if you do.
Mr. Ayala first came to see me in January. That would have been 1987. He wanted to rent warehouse space along the harbor. I didn't ask too many questions. I'm a businessman also.
I was the company secretary from 1991 to 1994. I supposedly worked for all six companies, but they weren't... I mean, it was just an empty office with a desk and a telephone. I never sold anything the whole time I was there. Sometimes people came in and they got paid. I don't really know what they did.
Didn't Mr. Ayala say where the money came from?
No.
Did you ask where the money came from?
No.
Where do you think it came from?
Objection,
speculation.
I'll rephrase, Your Honor. Did you feel like you were engaged in a legitimate enterprise?
No. Not really.
Thank you.
If you can get to the Pope and the President, you can certainly get to him.
starting to sound like your husband, Mrs. Ayala.
Nobody saw her leave. No, I understand. Okay. I gotta go. I've gotta go home.
Did you want me to risk... fine.
Pasa que la veo un poco nerviosa.
Un menor.
¿Qué?
Creo que va a ser una pendejada y tengo miedo que me lo vayan a matar.
¿Por qué?
Pues dije que va a hablar con los gringos del DEA. Que dice que tiene información y que le van a dar un chingo de lana.
¿Qué información me va a dar a las tres letras?
Tú sabes. Lo de Salazar y Madrigal. Se llevó el pasaporte y no me dijo dónde iba.
Bueno, dame un besito.
No me digas que te dije.
our attention that Your Honor, while in private practice, previously represented the town of Seal Beach in a stop work suit against the police department of Seal Beach. We believe this disqualifies you from hearing this case, and we therefore move for a temporary suspension until it's investigated.
Mr. Adler, this is a most unusual motion.
Nonetheless, Your Honor, we feel our client deserves every fairness afforded under the law.
I hope this is not in any way designed to delay the testimony of Eduardo Ruiz. We will recess until 9 a.m. on Monday morning, and I will see counsel in my chambers.
To do this. Now get out of the car and shoot him in the head. Just shoot him.
Esperando a alguien.
No, no, estoy buscando la mesera. Quiero pedir algo. Les convido. ¿Quieren una pinche ensalada o algo?
No,
de tomar.
No, no, tranquilo, un... tranquilo nomás. ¿Qué vas a pedir? Manolito.
Un bistec.
Si te gusta el bistec, conocemos un lugar mejor. Nosotros te invitamos.
Get the thing.
Get the puto.
Javier no tuvo nada que ver con esto. Todo era idea mía. Castigan a mí, no a él. Hágame un favor. No le digan a Ana que murió así. Dígale que... era otra cosa. Dígale que era algo oficial. Dígale que morí siendo algo digno. Perdóname, Javi.
Échale ganas. Tú también, Manolito. Así está bien, así. Así, Javier.
Dale.
Ok, ya estuvo, ya estuvo. Ya. Ok, sálgase de ahí.
¿No es o qué?
Oye, tú, Javier. Javier, oye, bota eso. Bótalo. Sal, sálgase de ahí. Vamos.
No es culpa de él, te dije, cabrones. Cáete ya.
Ok, ahora volteense. A ver,
volteense. Se acabó, Javier.
Se acabó.
Mira, no te huites, Javier. El viejo trabaja así.
Si nosotros tuvimos que pasar por lo mismo, ¿no es cierto, Lalo?
Simón.
Tuvimos que hacerlo para ver si se puede confiar en ti. Ya vemos que sí.
Y ahora, somos familia.
A huevo.
Sorry about the other night.
Me too.
Thank you.
coming down here, though, I suspect it has been appointed as a journey.
Why would you say that?
Bueno, pues, hear these stories. Your husband in jail, his business in chaos. Various people fighting with the scraps.
My husband was a victim of an informer in your organization, not in ours.
That is not true, Mrs. Ayala. Your route has been compromised. Perhaps it is time for me to deal with other distributors in California.
I don't think you're going to do that.
You don't?
No. My husband was working on something he called the Project for the Children. Are you aware of this?
I don't know. Perhaps I remember something. You want to smuggle narcotics in Senor Raspastico Jacobo? That is nothing new, Senora.
No, not in. The doll is cocaine. High impact, pressure molded cocaine. It's odorless, undetectable by the dogs, undetectable by anyone.
I don't believe you, Senora.
I'm 6 months pregnant. I won't do it.
And we don't have a deal.
Yeah, right. We don't have a deal. Sorry to waste your time. We're gone.
Okay. Okay, okay. That's a good call.
It should be. It's yours. I want our debt forgiven. I want to be the exclusive distributor of Obregon Brothers cocaine in the United States. And I want the principal witness against my husband, Eduardo Ruiz, killed.
You told the complete truth during this interview?
Yes.
Solid.
That's good shit, Javier.
You know, Javier, they dump those cell phones every 24 hours.
Yes. I have a contact at Mextel who can get me his new ESM in 12 hours.
That's good to know.
So now that you have what you want, let's talk about how I get what I want.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that. You're not going to have any problems there. Yeah, but first let's talk about what precautions you're taking to protect yourself.
You worry about getting me what I want. I worry about myself.
Oh, yeah, Javier. You should feel good about this. I feel like a traitor.
Club Platinum, the Obregon Brothers place in Tijuana. She got stopped at the border, she was clean, and she's back in San Diego now.
It's Jeff Sheridan. Did I wake you? I'm sorry.
Listen. No, it's okay.
General Salazar has been arrested. It turns out he has been working for Porfirio Madrigal and the Juarez cartel the entire time. That is why he was trying to push the Obregons out of Tijuana so he and Madrigal what? Could move in.
I thought Madrigal was dead. I thought that had been verified.
Well, apparently not. Look, it is a shitstorm here. But the DEA supplied the information and was part of the sting. So maybe we can spin this a little, I'm thinking. But, you know, I don't know what to tell people. So when are you coming back?
I'll try to get there now as soon as I can.
Yeah.
Robert.
Okay, but... Robert? Robert?
I gotta call you back.
What?
My leg is missing.
She got the video camera, too.
At least we know she's still alive. Where are you going?
Pawn shop's open in an hour. 10 minutes after that, she'll be at her dealer. If I can find him, I should be able to find her.
Although ser and estar both mean to be, they have very specific uses. May I help you, sir? Excuse me.
Seth has to be excused. He's going on a field trip. I can't believe you brought my daughter to this place.
Whoa. Why don't you just back the fuck up, man? To this place? What is that shit? Okay, right now, all over this great nation of ours, 100,000 white people from the suburbs are cruising around downtown, asking every black person they see, you got any drugs? You want to score some drugs? Think about the effect that has on the psyche of a black person, on their possibilities. I guarantee you, you bring 100,000 black people into your neighborhood, into fucking Indian Hill, and they're asking every white person they see, you got any drugs? You know I can score some drugs? Within a day, everyone would be selling. Your friends, their kids, here's why. It's an unbeatable market force, man. It's a 300% markup value. You can go out on the street and make $500 in 2 hours, come back and do whatever you want to do with the rest of your day, and I'm sorry, you're telling me that white people will still be going to law school? I
need to find my daughter, all right? I'll pay you.
All right. Hold on a minute.
Who in the fuck do you think you are? Where the fuck do you think you are? And why the fuck should I just put your ass in a dumpster?
I got money.
I got money.
I got $1,000 in my wallet for you.
If I want your money, man, I will take your money.
Please. Please.
Don't do that shit again.
Look, Jesus, man, I'm telling you, just don't do this vigilante thing, okay? Either the cops are gonna find her, or she's gonna call you, okay? I promise.
si Manolo no hubiera hecho lo que hizo, pues no hubiesen agarrado ni a Salazar ni a Madrigal. Manolo hizo algo muy bueno. Es más, hizo algo muy importante para Tijuana.
Yo quisiera creerte.
Es que no me tienes que creer, porque es la verdad, es la pura verdad.
Mañana voy a quemar su ropa.
Partner's still alive. We don't have to have breakfast together. Don't you see this means nothing? Your whole life is pointless.
You're really breaking my heart, man.
The worst part about you, Monty.
Monty?
The worst part about you, Monty, is you realize the futility of what you're doing and you do it anyway. Wish you could see how transparent you are. This food tastes like shit.
So take your stank ass and go get a shower already.
Let me tell you something. You only got to me because you were tipped off by the Juarez cartel who's trying to break into Tijuana. You are helping them. So remember, you work for a drug dealer too, Monty. Fuck me.
Who is it? Okay, 1 second.
Shit, the fuck out!
Because of the sudden death of Eduardo Ruiz, the people have determined that we cannot continue our case against Carl Ayala.
I got a copy of his speech. It's fantastic. So, Robert, my genuine thanks. You're my choice. You're going to be great. The president's sorry he hasn't been able to spend more time with you. After the press conference, he wants to really sit down. Oh, and I got to the post, too. Don't worry about that thing with your daughter. It's not news. They're willing to treat it as a family matter, personal matter. Anyway, if it came out, we could turn it into a qualification. I have been in the trenches of the drug war. I've seen the face of the enemy, etc., etc.
A sterling reputation and close friend of the president. Recently confirmed into the Office of National Drug Control Policy, our new drug czar, Robert Hudson Wakefield.
The war on drugs is a war that we have to win, and a war that we can win. We have to win this war to save our country's most precious resource, our children. 68 million children have been targeted by those who perpetrate this war.
And protecting these children must be priority number one. There has been progress and there has been failure. But where we have fallen short, I see not a problem. I see an opportunity. An opportunity to correct the mistakes of the past while laying a foundation for the future. This takes not only new ideas, but perseverance. This takes not only resources, but courage. This takes not only government, but families. I've laid out it. I have laid out a 10-point plan that on drugs, that many of our family members are the enemy. I don't know how you wage war on your own family.
I'm coming right over.
No, don't bother, Arnie. Let me ask you something. When were you going to tell me about the $3 million we got in from San Francisco 2 days after I was arrested?
I was waiting for the right time.
You didn't think you could trust my wife with that information?
I didn't want to risk it. You know, that could have been frozen along with everything else.
You had it all figured out, didn't you? You're going to move into my house, raise my kids, sleep in my bed with my wife. Sounds like a nice plan. Oh, is it insane?
Just think about it, okay? If I was going to rip you off, why wouldn't I just leave town after Ruiz was killed? Why would I sit next to you in court and listen to a dismissal?
Let me ask you something. You think there's a difference between a reason and an excuse, Arnie? Because I don't. Goodbye, Arnie.
Carl?
Come on, sweetheart. Come outside. Everyone's waiting for you. Who's that?
Arnie, he's, can't make it to the barbecue.
Oh. Come on.
Hello, man.
Who's, you know, a friend of you?
I'm the nobody.
Who are you?
I'm the nobody who arrested you.
You're
how you doing?
What are you doing in my house?
Oh, just looking around. You got nice shit. Drug money buys a lot of nice shit, Carl.
Listen, you don't want to talk about
me. Just one, because you know you're fucking a murderer.
I'm not gonna.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
You can't be.
You make it easy on yourself. Make it easy on yourself.
We can do this.
I don't wait.
Get out.
Hey.
You
got the wrong.
His name was Ray Castro, Blake. Ray Castro. You remember that?
What's his problem?
Carpets, yeah.
No. I got it. Where did he come from?
Good days, I feel like I get it, like it all makes sense. I can stay in the moment, I don't have to control everything in the future, and I believe everything is going to work out fine. On the bad days, I just want to grab the phone and start dialing numbers. I want to pull my hair and run through the streets screaming. But thanks to the people I've met in these rooms, like Margaret and Jim and Sarah, I'm pretty sure I'm going to make it through today.
Would you like to share?
My name is Robert, and my wife Barbara and I are here to support our daughter Caroline. And we're here to listen.